USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is soaring to its highest level in 40 years. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the consumer price index jumped 7% for the year ending in December.
What this is the Democrats' tax on the middle class.
Johnson continues on Fox News by saying the American Rescue Plan helped spike inflation.
When they passed their $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on a 100% partisan basis, we had $1 trillion left unspent from the previous $4 trillion.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics saying that's the biggest 12-month jump since June 1982. Former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. Reid passed away just 3 days after Christmas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Democrats continue to discuss changes to the filibuster, Lance Pry from our USA Radio News West Coast Bureau takes a look at some of the comments we've heard in the past from Democrats.
As President Biden announced Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, that he and Democrats plan to do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate, we're reminded of the same Democrat leaders from back in the day. Senator Chuck Schumer.
They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
Senator Cory Booker.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of them.
Senator Joe Biden.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problem that exists.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
All 17 people who died in Sunday's Bronx apartment building fire have now been identified, including 8 children. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NATO representatives and Russian officials are meeting to discuss the ongoing tensions along the Russia-Ukraine border, where thousands of Russian soldiers are stationed. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, however, assures Ukraine has NATO's support.
We are ready to sit down, and of course we hope that Russia is ready to meet us in a series of meetings addressing these issues, and I hope that that the response from Russia will be positive, because dialogue, talks, is what we need.
Stoltenberg also says NATO continues to consider Ukraine's request to join the military alliance.
Allies are ready to support Ukraine on its path towards membership, helping to implement reforms, modernize the armed forces to meet NATO standards. And then, at the end of the day, it has to be NATO allies and Ukraine that decides on membership.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.